I'm kind of whispering into my mic right now. Because we have people over, but you wanted to make a really dirty ramble fab. Which I know is really bad, but just really, really, really horny right now. Like, really stupidly horny. Okay. I have to be really, really quiet. Okay. Sorry. I don't know if this sounds good or not. I'm kind of drunk, to be honest with you. I'm sorry. I probably won't post this in the morning. But if I'm a really dumb, horny little slut, I'll post this anyways. And if you're listening to this, I probably am a really horny slut. I'm really sorry if you can hear my toy right now. There's a lot of wind and stuff going on, so it's like jiggling my toy back and forth. So please ignore that. We have the point of this ramble fab. You're gonna understand why I have to whisper once I tell you, but this is supposed to be like a confessional kind of ramble fab, I guess. I really shouldn't tell you guys about this, but if you promise not to judge me or be really mean to me, I guess I can let you in on a little secret. I can tell you about this really, really slutty day I had like a year ago. It's one of many, but it was really slutty. It was really, really bad. You really shouldn't have done it. But I wanna tell you about it if that's okay. If it won't make you see me differently. Because you could really hate it if you saw me differently. If you saw me for the slut that I am. I have to be fast, cause they're mute, and their friends want to hang out more, but it was really horny, and I couldn't stop thinking about this day. I honestly got kind of excited to share it with you, to tell you about it. I kind of hope that you'll see me. I'm sort of a degenerate after you hear about it. I guess I'll just talk about everything I did. I don't know if these kind of audios are allowed or not, but I guess if you want to listen to me whisper in your ear how much of a slut I was, then I guess it works. I'm so worried too. Drinking up with you. I'll probably come a couple times with you too. I just have to be quiet. You can know that I'm a slut, but I don't want everybody else to know that I'm a slut. It's actually kind of funny. Everyone else thinks that I'm super innocent, that I don't even really know what sex is. It's honestly really cute. I kind of love it, because it makes me hornier. and their eyes are just this innocent little baby. But in reality, deep down, I'm just a broken little degenerate bitch. Sorry. Oh my god. Just thinking how anyone found out, I'd be totally ruined. Everyone realize I'm such a gross slut. If they knew what I did that day, realize to tell you about it, right? It's just a normal day. I got glasses. I got the gym. But I woke up from a really nasty wet dream. Like a really, really nasty one. I jumped. I jumped that I was getting fucked by two guys. It's getting totally spit roasted. They would take turns using my throat, shoving me all the way down to the base of their cocks, until my nose was scrunched up against their crotch, and I could only smell them. When I breathed in, all I could breathe in was their smell. I could barely even breathe through my nose. They were the only things I could smell. My mouth wasn't good for breathing. It was good for getting fucked. Oh my god, fuck, I wish that was you. Oh my god, I wish that was you right now. I wish I was... Oh my god, I wish you were buried to the hilt in my mouth right now. Cock all the way down my tiny, tight little throat. Anyways, I woke up afterwards and I realized I fell asleep while I was masturbating. I still had a dildo in my cunt. The dildo half in my mouth. Is probably why I was dreaming about getting spit roasted so rough. There's drool over my pillow. My dildo was obviously covered in drool. My pussy was soaking wet. I was still clenched super tight around my dildo down there. I couldn't help but jerk off again before I got ready for the gym. I literally can't function in the morning if I don't come. So I had to jerk off again before class in the gym. And holy fuck, I came so hard. Just pounding myself when I told them. Pounding my throat too. And then I got ready. I wore a short little skirt. A really low cut V-neck shirt. And of course I didn't wear panties. I pretty much never wear panties when I wear a skirt. Just feels good to be so exposed. And I might have had a plug-in too in my ass. And a cute little vibrator stuck inside of me. One of those like cute bullet vibrators with a cord attached to the controller. I also really like having those inside of me when I'm out and about. They feel really good. And it's honestly pretty hot. No one knows what I'm getting off under my skirt. And on the outside I just look like a plain innocent little girl. Honestly, no one would ever expect anything like that from me. Literally never. Oh my god, and the way it rubs up inside of me when I walk. Oh my god, it feels so good. Oh my god, feeling it twitch inside of me. Fuck. Oh my god, it's turning on so fucking bad. Oh my god, it's turning on so bad. After that, I kind of only ended up going to class, and on the way there, one of my guy friends, he was just saying hi and stuff, and he gave me a little smack on my ass when I walked away, and made the router inside of me, oh my god, it made it push up in like the best fucking way. And I got so turned on from getting spanked like that. I literally had to like rush to the bathroom afterwards. And just fuck myself with the vibe. And use my fingers and push it in deeper. And then hold it over and over again. Oh my god, in the middle of a public bathroom. Oh my god, I look like such a slut. Oh my god. Oh my god, it's honestly so sad that a single spank, oh my god, made me so fucking horny. It made me so horny that I had to run to the bathroom like a total pervert and jerk off like that. Oh my god. I only got to come once though, before I realized I'd be late for class. It was fucking hellish. It was so bad. I wanted to come like 3 times. I didn't have any time. Then when I came in, oh my god, my professor told me I looked kind of sick and red-faced and blushy. Oh my god, he had no idea what I was doing right before. I still had pussy juice running down my thighs. My fingers are just in my cunt, frantically fucking pounding in and out. Oh my god, it felt so good. It was so horny, I couldn't focus at all during the lecture. I really couldn't focus, I couldn't focus. So, I did something a little naughty. I did something really naughty. I really shouldn't have. I feel really bad. I feel so bad. But I grabbed my bag and I snuck away when no one was looking. I went to the bathroom. But I didn't go to the girls' bathroom. I went to the boys' bathroom. I know I shouldn't have. I know it's bad. I shouldn't have. But. I pulled out one of my dildos. I might have fucked myself on it over and over and over again. Right there in the boys' bathroom, right in front of one of the urinals. It's really funny, no, it's really bad and gross. I shouldn't have done it. I'm really ashamed about it. But I really wanted to. It was really gross. I shouldn't have. I couldn't help myself though. I was fucking myself on my dildo over and over and over again. I got really hard and I ended up pulling my shirt out and exposing my tits. Normally when I go out, I have to wear pasties on my tits. Yeah, I have to wear pasties because my nipples are too sensitive. They're way too sensitive. They get so horny and hard just rubbing up against my clothes. I took off my pasties and I played with these heads and I bounced up and down and still down the boys' bathroom. It was really bad. It was really, really bad. I shouldn't have done it. clothes. I can't stop. I kept talking until I came. I squirted everywhere. And came all over my dildo. I couldn't stop it. I couldn't stop it. I came everywhere. Oh my god. I couldn't think about anything else but coming. But then, some guys. I heard some guys about to come inside and I got really scared. Like, really scared. So I barely finished squirting. And then I ran into one of the stalls. And he tried to stay quiet, but he kept making little sounds because it was so horny. I didn't think anyone would come. The bathroom here is usually no one uses it on the side of the building. There's normally no one here. I didn't think anyone would come. It's a newer building too, so I really didn't think anyone would come. But they did. They even commented on the mess on the floor. They didn't know it was my mess. They just thought it was another gross, nasty fucking boy. Oh my god, but it was me. Oh my god, it was me. And hearing them talk about it, and even if it was just for a sentence or two, I'd be so hurry. I was supposed to stay quiet. I was supposed to stay quiet. I couldn't. I really couldn't stay quiet. No. They were looking at my juices and my cunt juices. Oh my god, it made me so horny. I started fingering myself and I couldn't stop. They were just a meter away from me. And I really I couldn't help it. I couldn't stop it. I'm such a pervert. I know I'm such a pervert. I didn't even know what they looked like. I was stupid and I thought about how they had nice voices. And how I might have wanted them to fuck me. And part of me wanted to get caught, you know? Part of me wanted to get caught by them so they could balance me together and fuck me and use me and, yeah, in the toilet. In the bathroom. Like, I'm just so gross. I'm fucking on a hole for them to use here. So free use a fuck toy. I wish they'd punish me for being such a pervert. Oh my god. I'm saying all this stuff out loud. I realize how gross I am. How fucking disgusting I am. Oh my god, I'm so gross. I'm so gross. Oh my god. Now I'm telling you about it. I'm telling you all my secret. Oh my dirty, dirty secret. Oh my god. I shouldn't have. I'm sorry. But then I did something. I did something a little worse. The dildo I had a little suction cup on the end. And I got really horny. And I couldn't help it. Really couldn't help it. I suctioned the dildo to the bathroom door. I started slowly fucking myself on it. They were right on the other side of the door. It was like upstairs. I was quiet and I tried to be quiet. I don't think they could hear me. I got too excited. And I slammed my ass back onto it. And I scared them. And they thought... I thought someone was in there, someone was using it. But I didn't know that it was just some gross pervert girl. Fucking herself right there. Fucking herself all over. Like a total slut. I know it's bad, I know it's so bad. I know I'm gross. I shouldn't have done that. I know I'm bad. I'm sorry. I know I'm gross. I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have. But I came like that. Yeah, I came like that. I squirted everywhere again. I shouldn't have. I know it was bad. I know it was so bad. And I couldn't help it. Fuck. And then afterwards, I cleaned up really, really fast before anyone else could come in. And then I tried to go back into class. But the way I left, the door was locked for some reason. So I had to go in through the front door. The front door in front of everyone. Knowing what I just said. Knowing how gross and perverted I am. Knowing that I really shouldn't have done that. I went back in. And I walked past everyone. And people looked at me. And they had no idea. It's such a gross fuck. Oh my god, I'm close to going. Getting really horny and imagining if I was called on to answer question or some shit. But I couldn't because I was choking on a dildo. No one would have any idea. I can't really learn you thinking about a dildo. It was really bad that I did this like all during one lecture. But I left again. And I walked in front of everybody. And even though I was choking on a dildo. And I went to the girl's bathroom. And I took the penis gag dildo out. And I started fucking myself with it. I couldn't stop. Oh my god. It was so hot when I pulled it out of my mouth. It practically stuck to the back of my throat. It was kind of hard to pull it out, to be honest. When I did pull it out, there were drool lines everywhere connecting it to my lips. And spit bubbles. And it was just so gross and so off me. And I couldn't help it. I just had to shove it in my gut. And I kind of fucked myself all over again. And I came over the gag. And then I put it back in my mouth. I kissed myself the entire class. Oh my god, Maria. I know I'm a slut. I know I'm a total slut, and that's really bad. And I spent the rest of the day in between lectures. I go and fuck myself in naughty places where I shouldn't. Like private study rooms, the library, the bathrooms, private art studios. I just fuck myself stupid. I think I did it like 4 or 5 different times in different places. And there was this one really bad time. And I did it. And I did that again. Because I tore off my pasties earlier and I forgot to put them back on. So my tits were real sensitive and swollen. And they were really puffy, and they needed attention, and I was just playing with my tits in the private study room, and I couldn't help it, I really couldn't help it. My tits were just so hot and sensitive, and I pressed them up against the window there, and there was no one outside, I swear, thinking, you know, how someone couldn't look up, someone who maybe I couldn't even notice would look up. And they'd see my fat tits pressed against the window. These sensitive nipples. Just thinking about it and feeling the cold glass touch my sensitive nipples. I'm so horny that I came hands free. Just from my nipples. Just from how sensitive they got over the day. I tense pressed up against the glass. I made the dumbest face ever. My eyes rolled into the back of my head. And it was drilling out of my mouth. And I know I look like such a slut. I know I look like such a gross, depraved little slut. I made me so much hornier. Oh my god. Fuck. I should stop. I should stop. These are bad. They're junk. I shouldn't be saying these things. And if you were hearing them, and then I was just too horny in the morning, and I didn't care, and I don't want you guys to hear what a gross bitch I was. Oh my god. Oh, I shouldn't see more. I'll stop now. But I guess if you guys want to hear more confessions, I can try. I can try to get another one next time I'm sloppy and slutty and drunk. Oh my god. Okay. Oh my god, I should go now. I should go. He shouldn't get horny again. I shouldn't jerk off again. I shouldn't. He shouldn't. Okay. Bye bye. Sorry. Bye bye.